Four public employee unions are gearing up for contract negotiations next month with the Parnell administration. Most contracts expire at the end of the fiscal year on June 30th, but one has already expired, and members have turned down a tentative agreement. Amy Bracken reports.
This Labor Day was an unusual one for the 1,800 state workers represented by labor, trades, and crafts. In the past, members of the bargaining unit could enjoy burgers and dogs on their Monday holiday with the assurance that they had a fresh contract in place. Not so this fall. That's because members rejected the state's offer of a 1.5% wage increase. Labor, Trades, and Crafts Local 71 business manager Tom Bryce was taking pictures at Monday's Central Labor Council's picnic in Juneau. He says the proposed contract was unacceptable considering recent pay raises given to state commissioners.
When you have commissioners and directors getting 5%, 10% pay raises in these times, the people that are out there taking care of the Pioneer's home and keeping our roads safe for Alaskans should see something substantial as well. Maybe not 5 or 10%, but something more than 1.5.
Local 71 talks with the state are set to begin October 6th. Meanwhile, three other public employee unions representing more than 10,000 members also are getting ready for talks this fall. Tiara Hoff is an executive board member for the Association of Confidential Employees, who work on personnel matters. She describes herself as almost 30 and says she's seeing state employees her age driven away by low wages and an unpopular retirement plan.
I think we are already losing a number of employees because of those factors. I think that over the next 5 years, with all the people that we have retiring out of Tier 1 and Tier 2, that we're going to see a huge decrease in employment with the state and that we need to beef up wages and keep people here.
More seasoned union members say this turnover among newer employees affects them too. Pete Ford is the Southeast Regional Director for the Alaska Public Employees Association, which represents state supervisors and confidential employees. He says vacancies at the bottom mean a burden at the top.
The state is not effectively recruiting new, younger people into their ranks. They have a fairly veteran cadre of employees who are typically doing 2 and 3 jobs. Because jobs are vacant, they can't get jobs filled, and they're just literally doing heroic work to keep this business of the state going.
In negotiations, Ford and other labor leaders hope the state will take into account higher costs of living in certain areas, like Juneau, a consideration they call geographic differential, or geodiff.
Juneau has been hurting for geodiff recognition for a very long time. The cost of living is demonstrably, measurably more significant here than elsewhere, and yet the people here don't get a geodiff addition.
A geographic differential study released by the state in May shows the cost of living in Juneau to be 11% higher than that of Anchorage. This was the first such study to be conducted by the state in 24 years. Just how attentive the Parnell administration will be to such considerations is an unknown that labor leaders are approaching with cautious optimism. Some hope to be heard more than they were in recent years, in spite of Governor Parnell's recent promises of a conservative approach to spending. Jim Duncan is business manager for the Alaska State Employees Association.
I can understand belt tightening. I mean, that needs to be done in any government, but you also need to pay your workers and pay them well, and attract and retain workers into state government.
Duncan served with Parnell in the state legislature. He says he believes the new governor understands the need for pay raises, but his approach to contract talks is hard to predict. Parnell's Department of Administration Commissioner Annette Kreitzer declined to comment on the upcoming negotiations. In Juneau, I'm Amy Bracken.